Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, Brian here. This episode was recorded in January, live on the main stage at BroadwayCon 2020, just before the pandemic and social distancing. I think you could have guessed, but just wanted to give you a heads up. Enjoy! Now for your regularly scheduled Broad Wasted.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
And welcome to the official Broad Wasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and would you like sparkling, tap, or still water?
What?
Terrible.
I don't. It was good. I know.
I don't get it.
Oh.
We've got a fever, dog. You had to be there with your love thing, but love comes and goes. So if there's a chance upon you in your hour of need, act like a rolling stone and gather no moss down Penny Lane.
I'm on board
now.
Yep. Get it?
Joining us today, live from the main stage at BroadwayCon 2020, are the usual tiny dancers, including Kevin Almost Jaeger.
I'll take it. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Kimberly, our famous game master and unofficial babysitter for the half hour.
Ooh, do you like that? That was cute. I like that.
And with us today is a returning guest who you may know from TV in Arrow, Chicago Med, The Affair.
Ooh.
Hey, no Showtime fans here.
And, that's extra.
Yeah. And Love on Iceland.
Woo!
Or
you, the afternoon treat.
Or you've seen him in New York and Jersey Boys, Violet, Anything Goes, Lady Be Good, Love's Labor's Lost, Merrily We Roll Along, and Songs for a New World. He was just seen in Almost Famous on the West Coast.
Oh, yeah.
So let's give a big, broad-waisted welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Colin Doyle.
Y'all ready for this?
Welcome.
Thanks for having me back.
Yeah. Technically, this is our first time having you because you had us last time.
That's right. We did the last recording at my apartment in Chicago.
Yeah. When you were still a doctor.
Yes, and I had a full bar accessible to us.
Yes.
So we drank all of it.
Today, we're drinking...
What are you drinking?
What are you drinking?
What are we drinking?
So we're drinking red wine that I brought to Brian's apartment once for a welcome gift. And it's called...
That's where it came from?
Yes, that's literally my welcome gift is for BroadwayCon, apparently.
How old is this?
It's aged like well. And this is Ménage à Trois Cabernet.
Ménage à Quatre.
Oh, I see what you did there. I was like, Ménage à Quatre. Next scene.
Well, thanks for joining us, Colin. I guess let's talk about, we're going to do a little hellos and goodbyes today.
Yeah.
Let's start with the goodbyes. Thank you so much for joining us. That was our episode. So you said goodbye to two pretty big things in your life this year in terms of professionally. Arrow ended this year, and you did a little arc in the final season.
Yep.
And then you left the Chicago ER. Well,
close enough.
Yeah, sure. On Chicago Med, I guess talk a little bit about kind of those experiences and kind of those leading towards new beginnings.
Yeah, no, it was. We said goodbye to Arrow this year. The final episode is actually on this next week, which is pretty amazing.
Cool.
And I got to do some really fun stuff. You know, it was cool to go back and visit the show over its 8 season run, and that's a long time for a television show to be on the air. They had I don't know the exact episode count that they actually did, but it's a lot of episodes, and a testament to the show and the hard work that the cast and crew put in and the creators, and especially the fans who stuck with it for all those years that it became the hit that it was. And it was really amazing, and I'm very, it was emotional to say goodbye to it, but also I'm very excited for everybody and what they're moving on to next.
Sure, absolutely.
And then Chicago as well. It was, I got to go back for the beginning of their 5th season, And I'm very happy to see the show continue, see the show's continued success. And it's really, you know, to be, to have two shows that have been a large part of go on for 8 seasons one and 4 seasons the other, that doesn't happen all that often in a person's career. And it's really amazing to have those two shows and Showtime, which apparently, or The Affair, which nobody watched here.
All sleeping on that one.
Cool. Check it out. Maybe the first 2 seasons at least. you know, that as well has had a, it's had an enormous success over on Showtime. So to have, you know, I feel very lucky to have been a part of shows that have been very successful, and I've been a good part of it. And, you know, goodbye always can be an emotional thing, but it opens lots of doors to other things, and I'm very excited about what's to come.
Sure, so let's talk a little bit about the hellos. You
hello,
just,
hello.
you were in San Diego. You did a run of Almost Famous.
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about that experience. What's exciting to you about a new project or a project like that? How familiar were you with the Cameron Crowe movie before that?
Yeah. Should I assume that you guys have all seen Almost Famous? Oh, okay. You had me worried there before. So I'm glad.
Sure, Almost Famous.
No, I was extremely intimate with the movie. Not in that way. I just really liked it. but I remember when it first came out, and I remember being blown away by it because it was this whole world of music that I grew up with, that I was introduced to by my parents and my older brothers, but it was, you know, seeing the firsthand experience that Cameron had put onto film. And so when we first started working on it a couple years ago, I was just super excited to be in the room with him and to be working on the movie or working on the musical adaptation of the movie. And to be playing a role like Russell Hammond was so exciting to me. 'Cause every once in a while something comes along and it feels like it fits like a glove. And Russell is one of those characters for me.
So when you're doing something like that and you're originating a new character for that medium, how much of, you know, a Billy Crudup performance do you look at? How much of it is just because it's so kind of ingrained in you because you knew the movie, versus looking at the script and kind of reading between the lines of how it was adapted?
Yeah, you know, I steal. Like, why shouldn't I? Like,
he is a criminal.
I would like to come out as a kleptomaniac. No, I, you know, there's so much of what Billy Crudup did in that role that just worked, which was amazing. And so it would be stupid, I think, to ignore it. And so it's not like I'm copying his performance, but there are things, there was no reason for me not to go back and watch the film again because A, I really love it, and B, I loved his performance. So, like, you know, I'm sure there are things that he did in the movie that have transferred with me onto stage, but now that we've been working on it and I've been living in the role for a little bit, it feels like mine.
Yeah.
And I think because of who I am, I'm not him, so it's inherently going to be different. So it's fine if I steal.
Cool. Let's play a game.
I'm going to steal your wine soon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, what is it?
We gave you some.
Let's play a game.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I have a quick game of heads up. And now I normally would bring out my scenery bag full of Lights of Broadway show cards, but no one out there would be able to see them from here.
Right,
fair.
So I stayed up late last night and just transferred them to these giant pieces of paper.
Yay!
And dedication.
And since I made all of these, I will not be playing this game with you guys.
That makes sense.
Not fair.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense.
For sure.
So I should tell everybody first, though, that the last time we played...
I don't remember what games we played.
I suck.
But if you listen back to the episode, it is edited to make him sound brilliant.
That's all.
Anywho.
So basically, I will just stand behind you guys and be the heads up board game, basically.
Okay.
We're going to give you 2 minutes each round. The first round, they're both going to be sort of round robin. I'll stand over Brian's head. You both give him clues so he can get it. Once he gets it, he can keep it. That's his point. And then I'll move on to Kevin and then to Colin and so forth.
Okay.
Second round, the audience will be giving the clues.
Oh, yeah. Broadway con!
If you are so willing. This is basically try and be Brian.
Okay.
Yeah?
Right. Yes.
Just try.
I'm down with that.
Just the audience could be better at giving clues than Brian.
Yep.
That's all I ask.
You're going to put something over my head, it's going to be silent.
It'll say the affair.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
These are all Showtime shows. This is going to be weird. Brian, do you want to move into my chair?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
No problem. I'm going to take my wine.
Great.
Walking. Perfect for a podcast.
This will be edited out, but you guys get to see it live, all the dead time. I'm going to pull
Psych
up a
gags
time.
Work, right?
And I'm going to put my mic down.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to win, just so everyone knows. Ben Franklin is in this musical.
1776.
Yes. Is that my point?
Nope. It's
Tracy Turnblad.
Yes.
Hairspray.
No.
Oh, never mind. I told you I was terrible.
Burger from the 60s.
70s.
Psychedelic.
60s. Psychedelic.
Burger?
Yeah. It's
Bob's?
No. You said half of, you said the name.
Hairspray?
Take away spray.
Hair?
Yeah.
Hair. Okay.
Oh, man.
Ben Vereen won the Tony for this.
Corner of the Sky?
Oh, Pippin!
Yeah. Oh, you gave the easy clue, of course.
They said a big, scary ape.
Ape!
King Kong.
Yes.
Brooks Ashbankus. Latest role.
Just came out.
In the thing.
Prom.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Let it go, let
naked
it go.
Frozen!
No,
naked
the other
men.
One.
Naked men.
Yeah. They get naked,
naked
to, like,
men.
Save their...
Omani!
Yeah. Yes. What he just said.
Frozen?
Yes.
Yeah. The people call it.
Ragtime.
Yes. You were in this.
You were in this bum, show
bum,
with
bum,
Laura.
Eat the ghost.
Yes.
Oh, phew.
This was one of those live shows. That's not a good clue.
Oz, but not.
Oh, Wiz.
Yeah.
Wiz. Yeah.
Oh. On Pink we wear. On Wednesday
girls?
We wear.
They're doing a revival of this with Judy Kuhn
President
and Wes
Shooters?
Taylor and
Assassinators of President. Oh, whoops.
They killed the President.
Assassins.
Yes. Oh, this is bad.
Piano
not
on the
small,
floor.
But
big
Hanks.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, well, that's better.
You got to pay your every month.
Dues.
No.
Rent.
Yes.
You were, I think you were
I
this
feel
too.
So.
Elphaba.
Fiero.
Wicked.
Yes.
Thank you.
Is that it?
Sometimes okay. I don't remember.
That is your time.
Okay, okay. So I clearly won got. That round.
I don't.
Wait a second. I had four, right?
I had six. Five. I win.
Oh, well, okay.
I just made that up.
All right.
All right, so this time we're
nobody
gonna do
can
it
see
again.
If they're listening, so I had
now,
eight.
That's what I always do, and they always believe me. So this round we're going to do it again, but this time we're not going to give any clues. It's going to be up to you guys to yell out clues.
Yes. Right.
So unify together and say one thing at the same time.
Yes.
And be
Are
loud. I've been
loud
playing
enough?
A lot of rock well, and roll lately.
Last time we played this and Lion King came up, everyone went, nah, and it was terrifying. Be very careful. Okay. Newsies.
Clapping. I don't know.
Spam-a-lot.
Spam-a-lot?
Clapping.
Oh,
coconuts.
You.
Oh, that's you. Oh, yeah.
I looked.
Somebody help me.
Barbara. Barbara Streisand.
Funny girl.
I didn't look.
Guys and Dolls. I'm just looking at my mom at this point.
Okay.
Oh.
Circus.
I'm a man. I know
Paramore?
The Paramore.
Showmans.
Showman. Greatest Showman.
The Greatest Showman?
What's it about?
Barnum?
Yes.
Whew.
Puppets?
Oh, Avenue Q. I didn't have to
cheat. Anastasia.
Oh, that was a good one.
Good one. You got out right in front.
The Light in the Piazza?
Other Lincoln Center show.
King and I?
Other one. Not North, but...
Kelly
South,
O'Hara?
South Pacific!
Really I looked again. Passion!
Yay!
I heard that. Thank you.
Camelot. Way to get out in front of everyone. That was solid.
This Saigon!
Cabaret! I heard Joel.
That's what you're going with.
My Fair Lady.
Oh.
Man. I was like, and that is time.
Oh.
That was so hard.
That was really hard. I made too many.
I think I won. Yeah.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
I need more to drink.
Well, Kevin, since you won,
yeah?
I think we need to go to Tuesdays in the Corner with Kevin.
It's Kevin's Corner now.
All right, Colin, welcome back to Kevin's Corner, where I have a highly researched question based on a website that I found that you may not know has articles about you.
I'm so terrified.
So here we go. This is the special Broadway Con edition of Kevin's Corner. Colin.
Yes?
Number 6 on TVOverMind.com's list of 10 things you didn't know about Colin Donnell states that Colin played himself in 3 major plays in 2014 and 2015 because, and I quote, having featured prominently as an icon in the dance and musical film and theater genre for a long time, his name earned that traction. The three plays that they're referencing are Bright Lights, Big City, Broadway Sings Pink, and hashtag TBT Live Throwback Thursday, the concert.
Well, I did one of those three things.
That's what they list on this site. But speaking of concerts, according to Wikipedia, the 3 highest attended single artist ticketed concerts, excluding music festivals, are Vasco Rossi in Modena with 225,173 people, Bijelu Dugme in Belgrade with 220,000 people.
Definitely how you say that.
And Glay in Chiba with 200,000 people. But the highest attended free concert is Rod Stewart's Rio de Janeiro concert with 4 million people in attendance in 1994.
How?
I love Rod.
1994 was clearly a big year for Rod. But it also was a big year for these famous folks who were born in 1994.
Oh, no.
The Twilight Definitely Saga actor Boo Boo Stewart. Puerto Rican singer Bad Bunny. Oscar-nominated Saoirse Ronan. I had to look up how to say
Everyone
that.
Everyone go see Little Women. It's spectacular. Sure.
And super hot British diver Tom Daley.
Very cute.
Yeah, he's really hot. So speaking of Daley, my question is, what are 3 Broadway songs that you could sing daily for the rest of your life and never get tired of singing?
3 Broadway songs that I could sing daily.
Like if you were just singing in concert for the rest of your life and had to sing 3 songs, what would they be?
Does this include Broadway Sings Pink?
Major
Which
play.
I didn't do, actually.
Were you really not in that?
No.
It was a major play.
I didn't do it.
It was a major play that year.
I may have been supposed to. I'm sorry if you went and I was supposed to be there.
Just one person in the audience is like, damn you, Colin!
I bought tickets! three bar... I get a kick out of you from Anything Goes.
Sure.
Okay.
I didn't sing it in the show, but I really like it.
Yeah.
Nope. What else? You know, last time I came to Memphis from Violet was really special
that
to me.
That show's so good.
Because they wrote it for me during the rehearsal period of the show when it transferred to Broadway.
That's fancy.
Yeah, we had a really great time. Quick story, not that quick. They felt as if Monty needed another song at some point, so we sat down after rehearsal one day and we kind of went through this whole thing of like what we thought he did the last time he was in Memphis, and then they took it away and they created that song, which I loved and is now living forever on the soundtrack.
That's amazing.
Cast album. I'm sorry.
Robbie Rizzo.
I sound like a noob. Yeah. And thirdly,
and this third one, I'll make it a little change. It can be a non-musical song if you want it to be.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a song that was in Almost Famous, The Workshop, for like 2 weeks. It didn't even make it to the end of The Workshop.
Huh. Almost make it?
You can leave.
And that's our time.
This has been great. Sight gags don't work on radio. I almost left. Who knows where it will end up or if it will come back. Oh man, this is a two-parter now. Shoot. So, long story longer. Yeah, I know.
It's okay.
So, you read a lot of different things. So, I love Tom Kitt. Do you guys love Tom Kitt? Yeah. Tom is amazing. And I don't know how many people know this, but I worked on the show If Then before it came to Broadway.
in my stack somewhere.
And there was a time in the workshop that Tom came in and he brought in a song that he had just written the night before, and it made me weep. I believe that it stayed in the show, and it was called Hey Kid. Yes. It was the most beautiful song that I ever heard, and it was because Tom is magical, and they're just phenomenal. And so he brought me that song, and I loved singing it, and I love singing it to this day, and sometimes it'll pop into my head, and I'm like, oh, man, that's great. And he did the same when Almost Famous, during this process of Almost Famous, he's done the same thing a couple of times where he's just brought this thing in, and he's, you know, told me in the morning when he gets to rehearsal, he's like, I've got this song. We'll do it this afternoon. I'm like, now. Like, how about now? You just got me excited, and now I have to wait after lunch. And so there is a song that we did in the workshop, and, you know, I hopefully it has a life outside of that workshop at some point. Mm-hmm. But it was, I got to play guitar on it, and it was gorgeous and lovely and beautiful, and I could sing it every day, and actually I do at least play it and sing it a couple times a week when I'm just sitting around with my guitar. So there's my answer. I gave you four.
Okay.
You don't know it.
But you might. And this
but you might someday.
Heaven's Corner.
Hey!
Speaking of Almost Famous, I guess what do you... what when it was in on the West Coast, what were you hoping that it would convey to people sitting in that theater? And what did it convey?
You know, I think the biggest takeaway for a lot of people was the amount of love that came out of the theater. It was a very special group that we had out in San Diego. To have Cameron Crowe in the room with us every day working on the show, to be in his hometown where a lot of this stuff, where all of these things took place that informed him writing the original screenplay was just really magical. And I think what people loved most about it was that it was a bunch of musicians who were showing their love of music through this musical. And that cast and all those creatives are a bunch of phenomenally talented musicians in their own right, who have an appreciation for rock and roll and also musical theater, which is great because we can love it all. And so it was very palpable, I think, from an audience's perspective, how important we felt this period of time in music was.
Sure.
And it was very exciting to feel that energy back. Because when you think about it, you know, our parents were of that generation. It wasn't that long ago. It was, and they were going through this incredible change in rock and roll and this explosion of creativity and the creation of that sound that and so they look back on it with such a fondness and such a nostalgia, and we were really giving it a rebirth, and we felt really honored to be given that task of, like, paying homage to that period of time.
Well, Weaver 3 hope that there is another life for it somewhere else, so
yes,
we'll be looking out for that. But quickly, before we have to wrap up here, you're back in New York.
Yes.
And we're in New York now.
Are we?
I think so.
We're in a ballroom.
Yeah. What are some things that you're super happy to get back to in New York that are very New York things that you missed in Chicago or in San Diego?
Number one was my wife, Patty Murin.
Oh.
Heard of her.
Opposite reaction to the affair.
You all know Patty Murin. yes. So, you know, getting back to day-to-day life with Patty and our pups has been the biggest.
That'd be a TV show, day-to-day
Patty
life
and the pups.
With Patty.
Patty and the pups.
Patty and the pups. It's her band name.
Yeah.
That's actually going to be my first band name.
Yeah, it should be.
But it's being able to go see shows again. It's seeing, you know, this city has an energy that cannot be replicated anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And I, like you guys and many of you out there, have been lucky enough to call it home for quite some time now. And as much as I loved Chicago and the, like, life that we built there, it's been amazing to come home. And
that's awesome.
New York is my home.
Woo!
Yeah, that's applaudable.
I think so.
Have you seen anything that you've liked lately before we end?
Oh, man, I just saw part one of The Inheritance the other day.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Oh, good.
Wonderful. Tony Goldwyn had just stepped in, and he and I got a chance to work on this very random thing in Morocco this past summer.
Cool.
It was...
Broadway Sings Pink.
The 17th highest attended paid concert in the world! but it was, you know, it wasn't that funny. I'm very excited to be back in a city and trying to catch up on as much of the Broadway season as I can. And I'm very excited for some of the stuff that's coming out. I just got to run into Rob McClure upstairs. Come on,
know
that guy.
Yeah.
Mrs. Doubtfire? Yeah, anywho.
Well, on that note, that brings us to the end of our show. Thank you all so much for joining us here in the Grand Ballroom on the main stage at BroadwayCon 2020. Thank you so much to Colin for taking time out of his day to join us here, talk about all the stuff that you just heard him talk about. if you've missed it, rewind this podcast and listen again.
We'll just start again.
Yeah, yeah. Hello, and welcome to the official Broad Wasted podcast. Nope. You can follow us at Broad Wasted on all social media. You can find us on the Broadway Podcast Network. Go there, broadwaypodcastnetwork.com. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify. Rate and review us. Five stars, please.
Thank you. You can find us physically at the Broadway Podcast Network booth.
Yes, we'll be there right after this. We always end with a quote, and I kept it pretty simple on this one.
Okay.
Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
I saw him at the airport once.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, on that note, we raise our glasses. And we say, as we always do, zoot doo-wop bump. Cheers. Thank you so much, Colin.
Cheers.
Enjoy Broadway Con, everybody. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on
thank
the main
stage.
Thank you. I'm going to clean up my papers.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.